So tell me your name again and your
gallery. Jerome O'Driscoll here. Really nice to meet you. From
gallery?
Green on Red Gallery in Dublin. This is my maybe fourth time doing armoury. And I've got four artists. The thread that we kind of picked or found to unite them was the idea of the dissolution of the image, which is a line from a discussion about Scott Lyle's work, who did this painting on the back wall that glows like a chimabui. He references medieval painting, actually, but his work, in his work, he often engages with the newest scientific kind of inventions that haven't quite yet found an application. So this is a mirror sandwiched together with a sheet of 90% white glass, but a pixelated gold image that when it's glued and baked further dissolves, and then it's sanded on the outside of the glass and then painted by hand with gold nanoparticles. And it has this aura. It's like a slow-moving film. It kind of picks up the world and while it's rejecting the world. So the whole, the kind of space in it is indeterminate, but it has this depth and kind of mystery around it, which I like.
And it is framed almost like a photograph. Almost.
Yeah. He also made the little nanofoil piece here, which is him working with an astrophysicist in Vancouver. And this is an image of deep space. It's a photograph of deep space, but carved by a mini robot into a wafer thin cloned sheet of aluminium.
Oh wow.
That when you move around it, the light hits off the ends of the carving and creates this rainbow of color. If you walk around it, you get the color happens outside the image, not in the image.
Oh yes, yeah.
Niamh McCann, also his work, a lot of the works, you know, they're quite layered in different ways, I suppose. She's unpicking kind of recent 20th century history, Irish history, the history of modernism, and rethinking it and retelling it. This is a sculpture, the first sculpture by her is called Stream of Consciousness, and it's a cast from a stone carving of a portrait of Michael Collins, the Irish revolutionary, who was responsible for signing the treaty that started a civil war in Ireland. She's also, I think, thinking about how we're rethinking statues.
Got it.
How we're taking down statues.
Yes.
But in Egyptian statuary, often the pharaoh's noses were broken off.
Oh.
So she's picking up on that idea of how the pharaohs, subsequent pharaohs, would have tried to maybe disempower the previous pharaoh by breaking their noses off.
And for the listeners of this, they're going to see it's a nose. There's
there are two Malacca brown cane arcs coming out, one from each nostril. Why? Because Malacca canes are the instruments used to beat the lambeg drum. And the lambeg drum in this image is the instrument used almost like a call to battle every 12th of July in the north of Ireland by the Unionists, who are remembering Kilbilly's victory in the Battle of the Boyne in the 1700s.
Wow.
And it's still a source of tension and war. So it ends in a bronze brick that could be a building block, but it could also be a weapon.
Now tell me about...
This is extraordinary. This is a 3D scanned, stuffed pygmy hippo that's in the zoology department in Trinity College in Dublin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was hunted in Sierra Leone in the 1800s, offered to zoos in England. None of them were interested. Dublin Zoo said they'd take it. It came in a ship from Africa, was wrecked, shipwrecked, survived. Somehow they saved the hippo zoo. It got to Dublin. It was put up in a hotel overnight, got to the zoo, died of flu in 2 days. So it's called Ambition, but it's...
And then this is a crow.
It's kind of a monument it's about survival. She loves seagulls.
Oh, seagull.
She admires, and it's kind of about man's dominion over animal and earth.
And what's the gold?
Chicken nugget.
Oh.
Because these gulls know how to survive in a city.
Got it.
So it's about survival. It's about man, you know, trying to dominate the planet and the animal kingdom.
And they're painted black.
And they're patinated black.
Okay.
this little. And then Damien Flood is a painter, sculptor. The sculptures actually grew out of the paintings. The previous painting we had here called Hanging Garden actually had ceramic leaves on top, had moss caught up in the painting. This one's called Design for Living Room, and you're not quite sure if you're indoor or outdoor, if it's a landscape or if it's abstract. So it's intentionally like a visual conundrum that reveals itself and definitely does over time. You start to put the pieces of the jigsaw together, and it's kind of exquisitely made, but kind of it's a job to try and understand this. It's intentionally kind of tricky, and you know.
Tell me about this painting on the end here.
And this one is called Ornamental Rock Dreams of Sky. And again, it's a...
And to look at it, it looks like a silhouette of a man almost, but you're looking through it.
You're looking through it. His head is actually the background, is nearly the sky in the background, but also he has this blue hat, or there's this blue comet or shape that could be read as his hat or hair or something, but it's maybe more suggestive of sky.
And so there's another, a bit of banana which makes it look vaguely like a still life.
Yeah, banana pops in, or a fingertip pops in, or the hand of God comes into some of his paintings. So it's and then finally David O'Reilly is an artist, gamer. He's designed one of the most... He's the only person to win a Berlin Film Festival for a game he designed called Everything.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's an extraordinary game that you can buy for a... Is it the one that you can buy for a euro? But I've... and you sit on... When it's shown properly, you sit on a inflatable seat that's a detail from the game while you play the game. But this is a piece called 4004, and if you listen, you could hear this Stanley Kubrick-esque track or sound.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
That is...
I hear it.
Around this image of a floating to infinity...
A transistor.
Chip. It's the 4004 chip. Chip, you can see it there.
Got it.
It's actually the length of the whole little video is 4004 frames, but the chip is also cast in clear cast resin. And this is the 4004 chip invented in 1972 by an Italian physicist that enabled phone and computer technology.
Well, I want to tell you, thank you. I stopped to talk to you because I thought your booth at the whole Armory show was by far the best.
Fantastic.
It felt more unified than anyone else's. The works.
And you said felt it wasn't forced, or it had a...
Not forced, no artifice really.
Yeah.
And there's a continuity, there's a genuineness, and it's interesting to think how almost everything here is somehow about Ireland.
Yeah, some of the work is,
Or parts of the Irish experience, as it were.
Some of it, yeah. The Niamh McCanns definitely are rethinking kind of Irish history. The other artists would be more kind of... They could be anywhere, I think. You know, more maybe international. Certainly Scott has no connection to Ireland, except that he's coming for his first big solo show with me in a month's time.
Let me ask you, you were the curator of this booth. Uh-huh. What was your general unifying theme in your head?
Well, we had this idea, I think I said at the beginning, of the dissolution of the image. And it's dissolving in different ways, or it's fragmented in different ways in all of these artists' works. And I, as I explained to someone who just bought that nice painting this morning, in talking to the provost in Trinity College a few years ago, who met me after buying a painting by Damien, the same Damien, and had it in his office, he said, beside the William Scott and the other painting, he said, he doesn't get it, but it just makes his other work look old school. Hmm. And he continues to be mystified. And that's the kind of work I like.
I said it actually to him, and it defines how I run my gallery almost and pick artists. The less I understand it, the more I like it.
Ah, okay. Well, thank
you
so much. So
that's kind of what keeps me fired up.
Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you.
Tell me your name.
My name is Gary Ryan.
Gary Ryan, nice to meet you.
A writer for White Hot.
Cool.